Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早安，弟兄姊妹们。
God has been working mightily in our midst.
神在我们当中做了大大的工作。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning, by words of encouragement, I want to look at the man who is very closely associated with that term baptism.
今天早上，我在劝勉的时候，想和大家一起看一位。我们经常和洗礼联系在一起的人物。
He's called John the Baptist.
他叫施洗约翰。
So let us look at Luke chapter 3.
所以我们一起来看路加福音第三章。
In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod Tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip Tetrarch of Itura and Trachonius and Lysanias, Tetrarch of Abilene.
凯撒提比流在位第十五年，本丢比拉多做犹太巡抚，西律做加利利分封的王，他兄弟腓力做以土里亚和特拉可尼地方分封的王，吕萨涅做亚比利尼分封的王。
During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert.
亚拿和该亚法做大祭司，那时撒加利亚的儿子约翰在旷野里，神的话临到他。
He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins.
他就来到约旦河一带地方，宣讲悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。
As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him.
正如先知以赛亚书上所记的话，说在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。
Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked road shall become straight, and the rough ways smooth.
一切山洼都要填满，大小山岗都要削平，弯弯曲曲的地方要改为正直，高高低低的道路要改为平坦。
And all mankind will see God's salvation.
凡有血气的都要见证神的救恩。
This morning I want to look at first who John the Baptist is.
今天早上我们先要来看一下谁是施洗约翰。
And then what his message was.
他的信息是什么。
John the Baptist was, had an interesting ministry.
施洗约翰有一个非常有意思的事工。
He was very, very popular.
他很受欢迎，相当受欢迎。
And he lived out in the desert, just wearing camel hair and eating locusts and honey.
他住在旷野里，穿着驼毛，吃着蜂蜜。
The desert is a very significant place for the people of Israel.
旷野对以色列人来说是一个很重要的地方。
The wilderness, the desert, represents the place where you get to see, know God.
旷野对以色列人意味着你能够遇到神的一个地方。
It's the place of quiet. It's the place of retreat.
这是一个退却和安静的地方，一个处所。
It's the place where Moses went out from Egypt and saw the burning bush.
这是出埃及的摩西出了埃及以后的摩西在荆棘中他遇见神的地方。
It's a place where the Israelites went after Egypt and they met the Lord at Mount Sinai.
这是出埃及的以色列人在西乃山遇到神的地方。
It's even the place where our Lord Jesus went after he was baptized.
这甚至也是我们的主耶稣基督在他受洗以后退却到也是在旷野。
And so out of this desert which represents being in the presence of God comes this voice.
所以旷野对他们来说就是神的同在和听到他的声音。
And God speaks through John the Baptist And he preaches a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins.
所以神在旷野里借着约翰说话啊，他要施行一个悔改的洗礼。
But what does that mean?
但他这个意思又是什么呢？
Verse 4 explains it to us.
第四节向我们解释了。
He is a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord.
在旷野有人声喊着说是预备主的道路的。
Well, first of all, John is literally in the desert calling out.
所以第一约翰他确实是身在旷野里面向人呼喊。
But his function is that of a herald.
他的功用呢却是一位先锋。
A herald was someone who introduced someone who was very important.
先锋是要把那位更重要的人介绍出来的那个作用。
And this herald is the herald of God the King.
这位是神那位君王的先锋。
So he calls out, prepare the way for the Lord.
所以他在旷野呼喊预备主的道。
What needs to be prepared?
我们需要做什么准备呢？
Kings usually never made a trip somewhere without announcing their presence first.
一般君王出行他都要事先做预告的他不会不让人知道。
So they didn't have the people didn't have to worry about the king just showing up and catching them unprepared.
所以人们可以在预先做准备，以至于神在君王在出行的时候他们。不会毫无准备。
Maybe some of us that are at work are afraid that our boss will spring up and just kind of peek over our shoulder at what we're doing.
就像我们在上班的时候，我们就会担心我们的老板会突然出现在我们面前看我们做什么。
But kings announce their presence.
君王出行会预宣宣告他们的存在出行。
Because they needed to let the people get ready.
他需要他的子民做好准备。
And one of the most important things to get ready was the path into the town or city.
所以其中最重要的一项准备工作就是把道路通向那个地方的城镇的道路准备修好。
The way into a city or town was not always a nice road like we have outside.
通向一个城市或城镇的道路并不像我们今天那样总是那么平坦的。
When we go outside, when we take a car or a taxi, all the roads are straight.
当我们出去坐一辆车或者叫一辆出租车的时候开出去的路都是很平直的道路。
All those roads are very flat.
路都是平坦的。
And even when you get some potholes that make your ride very bumpy, it's still pretty flat.
虽然你偶然会有一些坑洞，但是大多数情况下，这个道路是平坦的。
But the road into some of these ancient towns were sometimes very hilly and very rocky.
但是在古代，通往这些村城的这些道路是很颠簸不停的是起起伏伏的。
They could go very high and also very low.
有时候路会升得很高，有时候会又会沉得很低。
And so to allow for the king to come visit, you want to make the road into the town or city as flat as possible.
所以为了使君王要到他去的那个城镇那道路可以行驶，你必须要把道路修得很平坦很直。
Normal travelers could, just climb up and go down hills and walk over all those rocks. But the king is different.
一个普通的老百姓可能就是上坡下坡颠颠簸簸的就到了那个城市。但是君王要出行不能走这样的路。
You couldn't let the king travel on that bad road.
你绝对不能让一个君王在这样颠簸不停的路上旅行。
So before the king came, they would have a public work program and make sure that road was as flat as possible.
所以当君王要出行的时候这些臣民都必须要展开一个公共的一个修筑工程。
This is the role of John the Baptist.
这就是施洗约翰所要修直的那个道路。
He's calling out in the desert that traditional place of meeting with God and saying, God is coming.
所以他在修道路的时候，他也向人们宣告啊，神要来了，神要来了。
And if God is coming, you need to prepare.
因为神要来了，你就要做好准备工作。
You need to make the path straight and flat for him.
你要把道路修平修直。
So verse 5, every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low, the crooked road will become straight, the rough ways smooth.
所以第五节说，一切山洼都要填满，大小山岗都要削平，弯弯曲曲的地方要改为正直，高高低低的道路要改为平坦。
And all mankind will see God's salvation.
凡有血气的都要见神的救恩。
Why is God coming?
为什么神要来呢？
He's coming to show his salvation.
他来是要宣示他的救赎。
To show his glory.
向我们显示他的荣耀。
And so in the minds of the Israelites, God is coming to save his people.
所以在以色列人的头脑当中，神是要来拯救他的子民的。
So of course people started to talk.
当然人们就开始彼此谈论。
Maybe this John the Baptist is that Christ.
也许这位施洗约翰就是那位拯救者，那位基督。
That Savior that God is going to send.
那位救赎主就是神要差遣的那位。
If God's going to show his salvation when he comes, maybe this person John is it.
如果神要显示他的救赎，也许这位施洗约翰就是他要向人们显明的那位。
But John the Baptist is very clear about his role.
但是施洗约翰对他所扮演的所做的角色非常清楚。
He knows he is the herald, he is not the Christ.
他知道他只是个先锋，他不是基督。
In fact, in the Gospel of John, he describes himself as the friend of the bridegroom.
在约翰福音里面，施洗约翰把他自己比成一个新郎的朋友
，kind of like a best man at the wedding。
有点像那个在婚礼上的伴郎。
When you go to a wedding, you know the best man is not the center of the wedding。
当你参加婚礼的时候，你知道伴郎并不是这个婚礼的中心。
Everyone who attends the wedding is not there to see the best man。
参加婚礼的人并不是去那儿去看这个伴郎。
They're there to see the bride and the groom get married.
他们去那里是看新郎跟新娘的婚礼。
And so John says, I am the friend of the bridegroom.
所以约翰说，我是新郎的朋友。
The bride is not mine.
这个新娘不是我的。
The bride belongs to the groom.
这个新娘是属于新郎的。
So in the same way, he says in verse, let's look at Luke chapter 3, verse 15.
所以我们再跳过去看三章第十五节。
The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ.
百姓指望基督来的时候，人都心里猜疑，或者约翰是基督。
John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
约翰说，我是用水给你们施洗，但有一位能力比我更大的要来，我就是给他解鞋带也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
John is a very humble man.
约翰，施洗约翰是一个很谦卑的人。
And he says, the one who's coming, the real Savior, is much, much greater than I am.
他说那个要来的真正的救主比我更重要，更有能力。
He says that I'm not even worthy to untie his sandals.
我连给他解鞋带都不配。
The role of untying a sandal was one that only slaves did.
只有奴隶才能给别人当时去解鞋带。
According to the Jewish rabbis, not even disciples needed to do it.
根据当时犹太的拉比甚至门徒都不能给他的父子解鞋带。
A disciple under a teacher was kind of like an intern.
那个门徒跟父子的关系就像学生跟老师或者学徒跟师傅之间的一个关系。
And you know, when you intern at a job, you pretty much have to do the lowest labor.
当你知道你在一个工作当中，如果是做学徒的话，你做的通常都是最低层的工作。
You're the one who has to get people's coffee in the morning.
你做实习生，你可能早上就是忙着给你的老板买咖啡。
You're the one who has to do the meaningless things like stand in front of a photocopier all morning.
或者你做那些看上去毫无意义的工作，你站在一个复印机面前整天做无意义的工作。
And so the Jewish rabbi said that a disciple had to do everything a slave could, had to do.
所以犹太的拉比说一个门徒他可能会做那些只有奴隶才能做的事情。
But there was one thing a disciple did not have to do.
但是有一件事情门徒是不能做的。
He did not have to untie his master's sandals.
他不用去为他的老师去解鞋带。
It was too much of a low job.
他实在是再低也不能再低的一种工作。
Something only fit for a slave to do.
只有奴隶才能做这样的工作。
And John says,This is where I stand in relation to the Christ that's going to come.
所以约翰在这里说，这就是我跟那位要来的基督之间的那个关系。
I'm lower than his disciple.
我甚至比他的门徒的地位都要低。
He's so great. I'm even lower than his slave.
他如此的伟大，我甚至比他的仆人奴隶都要低下。
The Savior is going to be so great, I don't even have that privilege of kneeling down and untying his sandals.
这位叫来的救世主如此的伟大，我甚至没有这个权利给他低下头弯下要给他解鞋带。
And this Christ is going to do two things.
这位基督要做两件事情。
He is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
John says, I only come and I baptize you with water, that's all I do.
施洗约翰说，我只是用水来给你们施洗，这就是我所做的。
But the Christ that's going to come is going to be so much greater.
要来的那位基督他是如此更加的伟大。
He's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
他要用圣灵给你施洗。
He's going to give you the very presence of the Lord.
他要把主的同在赐给你。
His power is blessing.
他的能力和他的祝福。
He's going to bring you hope and salvation.
他要把盼望跟救赎带给你。
But he's also going to bring judgment, fire.
他同时也要把审判，也就是那个火带来。
Verse 17, his winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn.But he will burn up all the chaff with unquenchable fire.
他手里拿着簸箕要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
And because John is a herald, and because he heralds the Christ who brings hope and also judgment, we have verse 18.
因为约翰是那位先锋，他是为那位要来的主做先锋的他要把那位救主介绍给人们，所以我们有第十八节。
And with many other words, John exhorted the people and preached the good news to them.
约翰又用许多别的话劝百姓，向他们传福音。
What was this good news he preached?
这个福音，他所传的福音是什么呢？
It was in verse 3.preaching a baptism for repentance for the forgiveness of sins.
也就是在第三节他讲到的悔改的洗礼是罪得赦免。
So this is his message.
所以这就是他的信息。
A baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins.
所以这是悔改的洗礼是罪得赦免。
Now baptism to us may seem kind of unusual.
洗礼对我们看起来可能有点不同寻常。
Because when you look through the Bible, baptism does not appear until we hit John the Baptist in the pages of the New Testament.
如果我们看整本圣经，洗礼只有在施洗约翰写到他的时候才出现。
It doesn't seem to exist in the Old Testament.
好像在旧约里面并不存在。
And yet when John the Baptist talks about baptism, no one is scratching their heads and wondering, John, what are you talking about?
但是当施洗约翰在讲洗礼的时候，没有人似乎觉得这有什么奇怪，会去问他，施洗约翰你在说什么？
That's because the ritual that John is talking about is familiar to them.
这是因为约翰，施洗约翰所用的那个仪式，对犹太人来说是对他们熟悉的。
But the meaning behind it is completely foreign.
但是这个背后的意义却完全的对犹太人陌生。
The ritual is something according to the cleanness and unclean laws of the Old Testament.
这个仪式跟旧约里面洁净与不洁净的规定有关。
When you were unclean, you had to go through a ritual to become clean.
如果你是不洁净的话，你必须通过一些的仪式，所以之后你就得以洁净。
And usually the last step was to be cleaned with water.
通常的最后一步是用水来洗净。
And so the ritual was familiar. It moves someone from being unclean to being clean.
所以这个仪式是熟悉的，是让人从一个不洁净的，变成洁净的。
And it was also used for new proselytes into the Jewish faith.
这同时也是用来把那些愿意皈依犹太教的那些人表示他们愿意入教的一个仪式。
If you were a Gentile and you wanted to be part of God's people, you had to undergo this ritual of baptism.
如果你是一个外邦人，你愿意皈依犹太教，那么你所要通过的这个仪式，也就是类似的这样。
It's a ritual that moves you from being outside of God's people to part of God's people.
这是一个仪式，把你从一个神局外的人把你带入到神国度里面的人。
What's unfamiliar to them is John the Baptist is saying, "This baptism is for you, Israelites."
但是对那些以色列人并不熟悉的意义是，约翰对他们说，这个洗礼是对针对你们这些以色列人的。
And the Israelites were saying, "Wait, but I'm clean. I'm part of God's people."
但是那些以色列人认为说，我已经洁净了，我已经是属神的子民了。
But in baptism, John is telling them, "You are unclean, and you are not part of God's people."
但是在这个洗礼里面，约翰对他们说，你们不是洁净的，你们不是属神的子民。
Verse 7,
第七节，
John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath?"
约翰对那出来要受他洗的众人说，毒蛇的种类，谁指使你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
Produce fruit in keeping with repentance.
你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
John the Baptist was very popular, and people were coming out of Jerusalem and all the towns and the cities and coming to see him.
施洗约翰是很受欢迎啊，所有他到的地方，人们都从大小村镇来，都跑出来看他。
And yet some people who came to him, he called them a brood of vipers.
但是他对其中当中一些出来看他的人称作他们是毒蛇的种类。
The picture is of a forest that's set on fire, and all the snakes are trying to escape the fire and crawling away.
就像一个森林起火了，所有的那个蛇都要逃离这个火场。
He's saying, "You are unclean."
他对他们说，你们是不洁净的。
God's judgment is coming, and God's judgment applies to you.
神的审判就要来了，而且审判是对他们有效的。
And he says in the second part of verse 8, "And do not begin to say to yourself, 'We have Abraham as our father,' for I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham."
第八节下啊，不要，他说不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗，我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
People thought they were already clean because they had gone through the rituals of cleansing from the Old Testament.
人们都认为自己是洁净的，因为他们都经过这些旧约里面的洁净的礼仪。
And they thought they were also part of God's people because we're related to Abraham.
他们都认为自己是神的子民，因为他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
We're part of Abraham's seed. We share the same DNA.
我们是亚伯拉罕的后代，我们跟他都有一样的基因。
How can we not be part of God's people?
我们怎么不可能是神的子民呢？
And yet John says, you need to be baptized.
但是约翰对他们说你们需要受洗。
You need to be moved from uncleanness to cleanness.
你们要从不洁净的走向洁净的。
You need to be moved from not part of God's people to part of God's people.
你们必须要从不是神的子民变成神的子民。
How do we do that?
我们怎样才能做到呢？
That's why John is preaching a baptism of repentance.
这是为什么约翰在这里要传一个悔改的洗礼。
It's not just a baptism of getting people wet.
这并不是叫人变成湿的受水浸的那个礼仪。
It is a baptism that shows an inward repentance.
这是一个向人们显明内在的悔改的一个洗礼。
And without that inward repentance, this outward ritual doesn't mean anything.
如果没有内在的悔改，外在的仪文并没有什么意义。
It is a baptism of repentance.For forgiveness.
这是一个悔改的洗礼，也是一个赦罪的洗礼。
He's the herald. He's announcing God is coming.
他是那个先锋，他宣告了神将要来到。
God's Christ is coming.
神那个基督就要来了。
He's bringing hope, salvation, but he's also bringing judgment.
他会带来盼望、救赎，但是他也带来审判。
And he's telling the Israelite people, how you get ready is you need to repent.
他就告诉以色列人，你们怎样做好准备？那么做好准备的意思就是要悔改。
You need to turn from your sins.
你们必须要离开你们的罪。
Verse 10, what shall we do then? The crowd asked.
第十节，众人问他说，这样我们当做什么呢？
John answered, the man with two tunics should share with him who has none.And the one who has food should do the same.
约翰回答说，有两件衣裳的就分给那没有的，有食物的也当这样行。
Tax collectors also came to be baptized. Teacher, they asked, what should we do?
又有税吏要来受洗，问他说，夫子，我们当做什么呢？
Don't collect any more than you are required to, he told them.
约翰说，除了立定的数目，不要多取。
Then some soldiers asked him,What should we do? He replied, Don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay.
又有兵丁问他说，我们当做什么呢？约翰说，不要以强暴待人，也不要讹诈人，自己有钱粮就当知足。
He's preaching a baptism of repentance to prepare the way for the Lord.
他是在传那个悔改的洗礼，是为主修直那个道路。
Turning people's hearts back to the Lord.
他要把人的心转向神
，away from sin，
离开罪恶。
And if their hearts are repentant, that means they have to have a life that shows it.
如果他们有一颗忧伤痛悔的心，他们就应该从生活当中体现出来。
And John's baptism is part of that.
约翰的洗礼正是这种过程的一个部分。
But it also requires a change of how you live your life.
这也需要你生活当中行为上的改变。
So he says in verse 11, if you have more, give to those who are needy.
所以他在十一节里说，如果你有多的，你就把多出来的分给那些需要的人。
Tax collectors don't collect more than you need to.
税吏不应该收多于你应该收的税款。
Soldiers don't extort money. Don't falsely accuse people.
兵丁也不应该 也不应该强暴待人，不要讹诈人。
Those are just three examples that he gives.
这只是他给的出的三个例子。
But there's two common themes throughout these three things that is good to pay attention to.
在这三个例子当中有两个共同的主题，我们可以注意一下。
First, we can notice there's a common theme of money or wealth.
第一个一个共同的主题就是钱财或者财富。
That is because John wants to make sure that their first priority is God.
因为约翰要确定人的第一个最重要的次序是神。
That's what it means to be part of God's people.
那就是属神子民的意义。
The very first commandment.
第一条诫命。
The Lord is your God.
神是你的神。
Money is not your God.
金钱不是你的神。
And that's usually the first thing that replaces God in our lives.
这通常是第一个在我们生活当中用来代替神的，就是金钱。
Either money or the desire for money.
要么是金钱，要么是对财务的那种贪欲。
So John is telling them to live out that greatest commandment: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
所以约翰是对他们说，要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱你主，爱主你的神。
The other theme we see is that all these things that John is telling them to do involve other people.
第二件事也是说，第二个主题也是跟其他人的关系有关。
And of course, we know that fits in with the second greatest commandment that Jesus told us about.
这也跟耶稣讲的第二个大的诫命有关。
To love others, to love our neighbors like we love ourselves.
也就是说要爱人如己。
So here, John the Baptist is preparing the way for God.
所以约翰在这里是要为主预备道路。
Forgiveness of sins requires repentance.
对罪的赦免是需要悔改。
It requires a turning back to the Lord and loving him with your whole heart.
他需要回到神的面前。以全心全意来爱他。
And it requires loving others.
也需要爱人如己。
Now, what does this baptism mean to us?
这个洗礼对我们的意义又是什么呢？
As we are here celebrating our brothers and sisters entering the waters of baptism.
当我们在这里庆祝弟兄姊妹进入浸礼的水的时候。
The first is that baptism is a memorial for us.
第一，洗礼对我们来说是一个纪念碑。
It testifies to us and other people that we have repented of our sins.
它向我们和其他人见证，我们已经在罪上，我们悔改了。
Repentance means to have a change of mind.
悔改代表了心智上的改变。
That at one point in time we thought a certain way.
在过去的一段时间，我们的想法是某一种方式。
This is the testimonies that we've heard from our brothers and sisters.
这是我们今天从弟兄姊妹见证上所听到的。
But then God worked in their lives.
但是神在他们当中做了工作。
And they had a change of mind.
在动工，神动工以后，他们的心意改变了。
The things that they used to value, they don't value anymore.
他们过去看重的那些东西，现在他们觉得不再有价值了。
The things that they believed before, they don't believe in anymore.
过去那些他们相信的东西，现在他们不再相信了。
The way they lived before, they don't want to live anymore.
他们过去生活的那种方式，他们已经放弃了。
In baptism, we proclaim to others and to God that we turn from our sins.
在洗礼当中，我们向众人也向神宣告，我们不再罪中了，我们离弃罪。
This ritual that we do in the water does not save, does not do anything for us in terms of our salvation.
这个浸礼的水，在水里浸礼的本身并不能拯救我们。
Just like John says, it doesn't do anything for you Israelites.
就像约翰对那些以色列人说的，这也并不能帮助那些以色列人。
But it represents what's going on in your heart.
但它代表了在你心意里面所发生的事情。
It is a memorial for us.
这对我们是一个纪念碑。
But just like John was a herald, we too are heralds.
就像约翰，施洗约翰是个先锋，我们也是先锋。
And just like we are not saved from getting baptized.
我们并不是通过洗礼来得到拯救。
We also point people to the Savior.
我们只是让人来看到那位救赎主。
We are called now to be a voice in the wilderness.
我们被呼召出来到旷野去做那个呼召的声音。
Make straight the paths for the Lord.
修直主的道路。
God is coming.
神要来了。
And He is bringing both salvation and also judgment.
他带来的是救赎和审判。
And if you turn from your sins, there is salvation in Christ.
如果你离弃你的罪，那么在基督里就有救赎。
But if not, there is judgment.
如果不是的话，那么有审判等着你。
That is why we are being baptized today, and that is why all those who believe in Christ are baptized.
这是我们为什么今天要受洗的意义，也是我们在座的每一个人要受洗的意义。
Let us remember this day.
让我们能纪念这一天。
And cry out like John.
就像约翰向主呼喊那样。
The Lord is coming.
主要来了。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the testimonies that we have heard this morning.
我们在天上的父，我们为我们所听到的见证，我们赞美你，我们感谢你。
Lord, it is so amazing to hear all that you are doing.
我们能看到你所做的这些奇妙的工作，我们听到了，真是感到惊奇。
That you are at work mightily when no one else can see.
你做了这些奇妙的工作，虽然我们人不能看见。
And you do a saving work in people's hearts.
你在人的心里面做了一个拯救的工作。
I thank you, Lord, that you have prepared the way, so that the Christ may come into their lives.
感谢主，因为道路已经被修直，所以主，耶稣基督能进入他们的心。
That these brothers and sisters are here because they have heard that voice in the wilderness.
这些弟兄姊妹今天在这里，正是因为他们听到了那个旷野的声音。
Let this day be a memorial for them.
让这天成为他们生命中的一个纪念碑。
And as those who have already gone through baptism, we remember when we were baptized.
让我们当中也曾经受洗的，让我们也能记得。
To remember that we have turned from sin.
让我们记得我们离弃罪。
And we must now bear fruit of repentance.
我们必须要结出悔改的果子。
And now as we are saved, we tell people.
当我们现在已经被拯救了，我们就可以告诉人们。
We become that voice.
我们变成了那个声音。
Prepare the way for the Lord.
为主准备道路。
Oh neighbors, prepare the way for the Lord.
众人周遭的人为主准备道路。
O family who do not yet know him, prepare the way for the Lord.
我们也要为那些不知道的人还不知道主的那些家庭，为他们准备道路。
For the Lord has come with salvation and judgment.
因为神带来的是救赎和审判。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.